Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Peites, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of daf Peches Amid Beis. So the Gemara concluded yesterday with a Dvar HaGadol, Amar Rav Levi, Kasha Onshon Shel Midos, Yoser Mi Onshon Shel Arayos, Shezen Nemar Bohen El, Vezen Nemar Bohen Ela. We'll get back into that a little bit later. But another Dvar HaGadol from Rav Levi. Amar Rav Levi, Boy Rei, Sheloi Kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basavidam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beruch Yisrael Be'asim V'shtayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave brachas to Klal Yisrael, when he told Klal Yisrael that if you do what you're supposed to do, in B'chukosai Teilechu, then I'm going to give you brachas. So the brachas that he gave were B'esim V'shtayim Oisiyas, with 22 Oisiyas, the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. V'kilolon, but when he was Mekalel Klal Yisrael, he expressed the other side of the coin, he only used 8 oisiyas. What does that mean? He was mevarech Klal Yisrael with 22 oisiyas, because if you look at the first letter of the brachas, it's an aleph, ad koimemios, the last letter or the last word of the brachas, which is the word koimemios, you have an aleph and a saf, which encompasses all of the chaf beis oisiyas, all of the 22 oisiyas. So the brachas begin with the letter aleph, conclude with the letter taf, thus chaf beis oisiyas. V'kilulam b'shmoina, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mekalel Klal Yisrael with 8, because the klolos begin with the words v'im b'chukosai temasu, not im, but rather v'im, of Vav, ad ve'es chukosai go'alo nafsham with the mem, from Vav to mem is 8 oisiyas. So you see that the bracha was more with an ayin tov. The bracha was with 22 oisiyas. The klala was with more than ayin ra. It was with only 8 oisiyas. That's midas HaKadosh Baruch. What about midas Vasav Adam? Ilu Moshe Rabbeinu, Bircham B'Shemayna, the brachas were with 8 oisiyas, V'kilom B'Esrim V'Shtayim, Bircham B'Shemayna, Mi V'Hoya Im Shemaya Tishma, V'Ad La'avdam, from the Vav of V'Hoya Im Shemaya, Parshas Kisavai, until the end of Mem, in the word La'avdam, is only 8. V'kilom B'Esrim V'Shtayim, the klala was with 22, Mi V'Hoya Im Lois Sishma, Ad Ve'in Koyna, the klala in Parshas Kisavai, in Mishnah Torah, begins with the ois Vav, it concludes with the ois Hey, it's not Aleph to Tav, but it's Vav to Hey, so it runs the gamut. Again, it's Chof Beis Oisius. Bottom line, a very cryptic Dvar HaGadol from Rav Levi. Boyu Rei Shaloi Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave brachas v'klolas, and Moshe Rabbeinu, a Basav Adam, gave brachas v'klolas. The brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave began with the letter Aleph, concluded with the letter Tav. Thus, it encompasses Chof Beis Oisius. The klolas began with the letter Vav, concluded with the letter men, it's only 8 oisiyas. So the bracha was more. Berchasai meruba mikilulasai. As opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, the brachas and the klolas of Parshas Kisavai, of Mishnah Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, over there it's just the opposite. Over there the brachas begins with the letter Vav, concludes with the letter men, it's only 8 oisiyas. Whereas the klolas begins with the letter Vav and concludes with the letter Hey, which means it runs the entire gamut of the Chaf Beis Oisiyas, it's Chaf Beis Oisiyas, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kilolase was Meruba Mibirchase. The Rashbam says, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Rachamon, Ubirchase Meruba Mikilolase. Aval Adam, Kilolase Meruba Mibirchase. So obviously, Divrei Rav Levi, Tzrich and Bior, you have to understand what's the significant 8 Oisiyas, Chaf Beis Oisiyas, how could he even say that Kilolas Adam, Meruba Mibirchasai, when you're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. But the more obvious question on this Gemara is Mishnah Torah, that's Birchasai Shal Moshe Rabbeinu? That's Kilolasai Shal Moshe Rabbeinu? Kula Miroya Echad Nitno. Mishnah Torah, Parshas Kisavai, even though Moshe Rabbeinu said it, Hayom Moshe Beir Zatayr Azayis, but of course he said it Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if he said it Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then how could you tell me that Parshas Bechukaisai, the Klolos of Teres Kehanim, that's Berchase V'Kilolosei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas Parshas Kisavai, Mishnah Torah, that's Berchase V'Kilolosei Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. Avada, Tashteitzach, anything Moshe Rabbeinu said in Sefer Devarim was all Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if it was all Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, it's all from Hashem. If it's all from Hashem, then the whole premise of what Rav Levi is saying makes absolutely no sense. So l'chayra divrei ha-gemara tzrichen iyun. A very obvious sushtel to this gemara is a sugyan at the very end of Masechtas Megillah. Mishnah Masechtas Megillah daf lamed aleph amud aleph says as follows: ein mafsikim beklolos. Ordinarily, when the Balkaira reads from the Sefer Torah, so we call up seven aliyas, achron, make kaisufa sometimes. So you're allowed to be mafsik wherever you want to be mafsik. But there's a few limitations that the Mishnah gives in Masechtas Megillah. One of the things the Mishnah says is ein mafsik in Meklalas. Then in the middle of the Toichacha, you're not supposed to be mafsik. Says the Gemara, and daf lamed aleph amid beis, minani mili, omer ab chiyah bar gamda, omer ab asi, the omakra, because the pasuk says, musar Hashem, bini al timas, fa al tokoitz besoichachtoi. And if you're going to go, and you're going to start making hefsekos in middle of the kriya of the Toichacha, it looks like that you're somewhat afraid of the Toichacha, you don't want to take it all in, you're stopping, you're pausing, you're taking breaks, you're making mishabeirachs in the middle, and that's going against what Shlomo HaMelech said, Musar Hashem b'ni al-timma, it's val-tokoitz b'soichacha. So says Rav Asi, that's the pshat, and why you're not supposed to be mafsik in the middle of the Toichacha. Shlomo HaMelech said a different reason, because in order to be send somebody up to the Torah, he would have to make a bracha before and he have to make a bracha after. If he's going to get an aliyah in the middle of the Toichacha, then Bal Karchach, the first pasuk, the pasuk that he's going to make a bracha on, is going to be Divrei Toichacha. And that's not something we do. Elehechi of it, Samanav Shach. So if you're just going to call somebody up for the Toichacha, isn't he anyways going to have to make a bracha on the Toichacha? Says the Gemara, no, Tana, Bryce already taught us how we do it. What we do is we don't start with the Toichacha and end with the Toichacha. We start a pasuk before, and we end, at the very least, the pasuk afterwards. But if you're going to make a hafsaka in middle of the Toichacha itself, then you're going to have no choice, but the person that goes up to be Oilu B'Torah is going to have to make a bracha on the Toichacha itself, and that's something that we're trying to avoid. Says the Gemara, Amar Abba, Lo Yishanu Elu B'Klalos Shebeteres Kehanim. This Mishnah that says, E Mafzikim B'Klalos, that was only said regarding the Toichacha in Parashas B'Chukos. Ava Klalos Shebet Mishnah Torah, the Toichacha in Sefer Dvarim in Parashas Kisavoy Poisik. Then you could be Mafzik. So this Mishnah of E Mafzikim B'Klalos, that's only the Klalos of Parashas B'Chukos, not the Klalos of Parashas Kisavoy. My timer, what's the reason? Says the Gemara, two reasons. Number one, halalu b'loshin rabim amurois. The Toichacha in Parashas B'chukosai, we said b'loshin rabim. In b'chukosai temasu. And if you go through the Toichacha, it's all b'loshin rabim. Ki'ilu, it's talking to all of Klal Yisrael. U'moshe mipi ha'gvura am. Not just that, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said the Toichacha in Parashas B'chukosai, everything he said mipi ha'gvura. V'halalu, but the Toichacha, Mishnah Torah, number one, b'loshin yachin amurois. All the klalis are said b'loshen yachid, u'moshe mipi atzman amram. And Moshe Rabbeinu said it by himself. It wasn't mipi agvura. And being that it wasn't mipi agvura, it's for that reason it's a little bit more kal. Over there, you could be mafsik. Says Toisvis, Moshe mi atzman amram, u'beruach ha-kodesh. It means with ruach ha-kodesh. Meaning, don't walk away from this Gemara thinking that Moshe Rabbeinu made up the klalis. But one thing you do see, that the level of how Moshe Rabbeinu said the Toichacha of Parshas B'chukosai, and how we said the Toichacha of Parshas B'chukosai wasn't the same. Loshen HaGemara, the Klolos of Teiras Kayanim was Moshe Mipi Agvura. The Klolos of Parshas B'chukosai of Mishnah Torah was Moshe Mipi Atzmon. What does it mean, Moshe Mipi Atzmon? Taisus is bothered, thus he adds the words Ruach HaKodesh, but Taisus didn't give us a clear picture, a clear understanding of what exactly it means. Meaning, L'chura, there's a Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra, Peiches Medbeis, and a Gemara Masechtas Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Medbeis, that both seem to be suggesting that there's a Yusaydi Nafkemina between the Toichacha of Parshas B'chukosai and the Toichacha of Parshas B'chukosai. The Toichacha of Parshas B'chukosai, that's Moshe Rabbeinu talking. That's why the brachas start with an Aleph and end with a Tav, Chav Beis Oisius. The Klolas start with a Vav and end with an Endemem, it's only Eid Oisius. It's for that reason the Gemara says Megillah, Lamed Aleph, Amid Beis, explaining a Mishnah, Daf Lamed. It's for that reason, E Mafsikim B'Klolas. Whereas the Toichacha in Parshas Kisavai, that's Moshe Mipi Atzmai Amram. And that's why you find that you don't have this same sensitivity. It's Adam that kilolase is meruba bebrachasai. There the brach is made up of eight oisias, and the klal is made up of chav beis oisias. Over there, the Gemara says you could be mafsik in the middle of the Toichacha. And again, sorich Ian, what in the world does that mean that there's this chilik between the Parshas Kisavai and Parshas Bechukosai l'chayra? Everything Moshe Rabbeinu said, he said mi pi agvura. What does it mean that Sefer Vayikra, that's Moshe mi pi atzmayama, whereas Sefer Dvarim, that's Moshe? The opposite. Parshas Bechukosai, Sefer Vayikra is Moshe Mipi Atzma Yomram. And Parshas Kisavai, that's Moshe Mipi Atzma Yomram, L'chayra Hadvarim Tzrikaniyam. But the Mahalach Hadvarim, and I heard this from Reb Shmuel Yankif at a Suda, his house, Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Dvarim, many, many years ago, is, they say over from the Dubna Magid, that the Dubna Magid asked this question to the Vilna Goyen. He says, Sha'alti Moir V'Rebbe Agoyim V'Vilna, It's a beautiful nusach in the sefer, the Dumna Magen al Torah. I don't have it in front of me. And the Goyen told him that there's the yesoidus gechilik between sefer dvarim and the first four svarim of the Torah. It says the first four svarim of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu said. Sefer dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, but it's not the same. The first four svarim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, but it was Shechina medaberes mitach groy noishal Moshe. The Shechina was really the one that was talking. So Moshe Rabbeinu was just the conduit. He was the intermediary through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to Klal Yisrael. But really, it was the Eibishter that was talking. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu talking himself. It was Shechina medaberes mitach groy noishal. As opposed to Sefer Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu said the Nevuah, ki Nevuah shara Nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu heard Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he went and he related over to Klal Yisrael, which is the way Yeshaya said Nevuah, it's the way Yecheskel said Nevuah, it's the way Sharon Nevi'im said Nevuah. In other words, the first four Sfarim Moshe Rabbeinu said, but the Shechina was talking through Moshe. Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was talking. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel, and then Moshe Rabbeinu turned around and he said over this, Avada, Sefer Dvarim was also said Alpi Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, everything is Moshe Rabbeinu. But the chilek is that over there, Moshe Rabbeinu is hearing Nevuah, he's interpreting what he's hearing, albeit Bas Baklar Yamira, and he's going and he's retransmitting that he's telling it over to Klal Yisrael, as opposed to the force for Svan, the Eibishter himself is talking. He's talking through Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, the yesod of the chilek between the klolos of Parshas Bichukos and the klolos of Parshas Kisava is not a din in the klolo. It's not a din in the toichacha. But rather, the yesod hadavar is more a chilek between Sefer Dvarim and Shar Svarim. Shar Svarim was Moshe looks like he's talking, but really the Shechina's who's talking. And therefore you have the sensitivity of the brachas being chabez oisiyas and the klolos only being eid oisiyas. As opposed to Sefer Dvarim, although Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that's saying mipi ha-gvura, of course it's mipi ha-gvura, but it's already kishar nevi'im. There's an element of interpretation. Moshe Rabbeinu has to be makabel, and now he's taking what he was makabel, he's giving over. There it doesn't have that sensitivity. Those klolos over there, you would in fact be able to be mafsik. And emesis is a very big chiddush, because this idea of Shechina medaberes mitach groinoi is something that's very profound, and it's something that's very important in understanding the difference between Nevuas Moshe and Nevuas Shara Nevi'im. The Sfarim say that Kol HaNevi'im, you find the nusach of Koyamar Hashem throughout Nach. The Nevi'im spoke but Koyamar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, you never find Koyamar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal say, said Nevuah b'zeh hadavar. What's the chilek? Koyamar Hashem is the ta'ich. I'm interpreting. I'm hearing something and I'm going to give it over. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to interpret. He didn't have to give over. It was Shechina medaberes mitach groinoi. We once spoke out the Ben Yoyod in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Kama. Bava Kama daf Beis Amud Aleph. He says that you find Divrei Nevi'im are always referred to as Divrei Kabbalah. Why are they referred to as Divrei Kabbalah? Says the Ben Yoyod, because a Navi had to be Makabal. And then he had to give over. You never find that the Torah is called Divrei Kabbalah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu never had to be Mekabel. It was Shechina Medaberes Mitach Groinoi. It was Zeh Hadavar. But what the Vilna Goyin said, that was only true for Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra, and Bamidbar. It wasn't true for Dvarim. Dvarim was Divrei Kabbalah. Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Mekabel. Moshe Rabbeinu had to give over. Thus, there's a lot more of Moshe in Mishnah Torah than there is in Shar HaSvarim, and it's for that reason that you find this idea that somehow Parshas Bechukosai is more attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvayde V'atzmai, whereas Mishnah Torah, there's a human element, there's Moshe Amran, and that's why you have this Kilolosai Miruba Mibrachase. On this note, I'll tell you an unbelievable Maramakim that I saw. That is, the Aruch HaNer gave drushes, wrote a sefer on Chumash. It's called Minchas Onis. I happen to have the sefer. So in the sefer, Minchas Onis, right in the beginning of Parashas Dvarim, he quotes a Medrash Tanchuma. Tanchuma says as follows, Eila HaDvarim, Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael. That's how Sefer Dvarim begins. On Rulai, when Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he started saying Mishnah Torah, so the Yidden that were there turned to Moshe and they tell him as follows, Esmol Amarta Ki Kvat Peh V'Kvat Loshon Anoichi. Yesterday you told Hashem that you can't go to Paran. Why not? You're a Kvat Peh, you're a Kvat Loshon. You have a speech impediment, you don't speak clearly. V'Achshav Atam Adabrel Kol Yisrael, and now you're standing behind the pulpit very dramatically. Eila Advarim Ashadibar Moshe. It says, what happened? I thought you couldn't talk. Yesterday you couldn't talk and now all of a sudden you're a polished, articulate public speaker. Melameh of the Medrash Ha'atayra Ripoisa. That the Torah healed Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenema marpa loshon etzchaim. Torah has a koyach to heal a person. Marpa loshon. That's Moshe Rabbeinu had a refuah. His refuah was the Torah. It's true. Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvad pen, a kvad loshon. And now all of a sudden, Eilat dvarim. Shadibar Hashem al Moshe. How's it possible? The Torah is the Torah. The Torah was the refuah. That was the antidote. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu. So he asks the Aruch HaNer, doesn't understand. Why did Klal Yisrael wait until the beginning of Parashas Dvarim to ask this question. V'hu tamua sheri kol arba'im shana shal Yisrael b'midbar diber Moshe v'limei Torah l'chol Yisrael v'kama pamim huska b'ksuvim shediber al yechidim ve'al rabim v'loy tamu alav she'enei oy kvat peh v'achshav b'soif mem shana. Right now Moshe Rabbeinu was dying, all of a sudden they have a kash. After 40 years of hearing shiurim in the midbar and things, mitamol yetz Fekman Akasha, 40 years ago by this now you said you're a kvad ben, you're a kvad loshin. And now you're going ahead and now you're saying, Torah, Zokta Aruch Laner, Alpi Divrei Hagra, Dvarim Niflon. It's true, Moshe Rabbeinu gave Shimon for 40 years. But everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said was Shechinim at the Beres Petach Groina. Say, Yois was Shechinim at the Beres Petach Groina. It was never Akasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was standing there. Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvad ben, a kvad loshin. But the Shechinah was talking. The Shechinah was bellowing through Moshe. So being that it was the Shechinah that was talking, so it wasn't Akasha. But now Sefer Dvarim, Eile HaDvarim, Asher Dibur Moshe Kol Yisrael, Mitamo Moshe Rabbeinu is getting up and he's talking, and Moshe Rabbeinu sounds good. He's a good speaker. So they turned to him and they said, Amru Loi, Esmala Marto Ki Kvad Peh V'Kvad Loshen Anoichi V'Achshav Atam Medabri Kol Yisrael. Now it was a Tamiya. Till now there was no Tamiya, because till now Moshe Rabbeinu was just a conduit through which the Shechinah was talking. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was talking himself. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is talking himself. It's the Hotman Afraga. What's going on? How in the world is Moshe Rabbeinu talking? The Teretz is Melamed Shehatoira Ripa Oisai Mamish Dvarim Nifla Mabamoid. I'll just tell you one other Ha'aret. The Tosfos is right here on the page. If it wasn't here, we'd zicha speak out the Tosfos. So if it's not enough, we should probably speak it out as well. But just the Marim Makim, something that you've probably all wondered, and if you haven't wondered, you should have wondered. And that is that. Exactly. So that is Tosfos over here makes an interesting diyuk. The Gemara says that there's klolus in Torah's Kayanim, and Parshas Luchu Kayisai, and then there's klolus in Mishnah Torah as well. What's the klolus in Mishnah Torah? Parshas Kisava begins with the letter Vav, it concludes with the letter Endemem. A Oisius, because Kilulosai is not so fast as Birchasai. Says Tosfos, it's mashma from here that after Parashas Bechukosai, after that endemem, there's no more klolus. There's no more klolus in Sefer Dvar. There's no more klolus in Mishnah Torah. Freit Tosfos, is that true? Yeah, Parashas Nitzavim. The next parasha after Parashas Kisavai is Parashas Nitzavim. And Parashas Nitzavim, Gofres Pamelach Srefa Kol Arzo, there's a lot of klolus seemingly going on in Parashas Nitzavim. So there's a lot of klolus going on in Parashas Nitzavim. Fake Tosfos Akasha, what happened to Parashas Nitzavim? So Tosfos says, you have to say that that's not called klolus. For whatever reason, you have to touch up Parashas Nitzavim. But it's not klolus. Parashas Kisavai, the Toichecha, that's klolus. Parashas Nitzavim is not klolus. He says, if that's true, and I tell you, it's mashma in this Gemara, I have a kasha on something that Rav Nissen Goyen said. And this Rav Nissen Goyen has brought more behar chava in Tosfos Masechtas Megillah, daf lamed aleph amud beis. Shalu beveis medrash shel Rav Beinu Nissen HaGoyen. Lama mechalkin parshas nitzavim vayelech l'shnayim kishyesh beis shabbosis ben Rosh Hashanah l'sukkah. This is the question you may or may not have wondered about. That is, when there's two shabbosim between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah, sometimes it's one Shabbos, sometimes it's two Shabbosos. If there's two Shabbosos, so you have to add another Kriya. So what they do is, they divide Vayelech and Nitzavim. So sometimes Nitzavim Vayelech is one parasha. Sometimes Nitzavim Vayelech is two parashas. What does it depend on? It depends on how many Shabbosim they're going to be between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. If there's going to be one Shabbos, then Nitzavim Vayelech is one. And the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot is Parshas Hazino. That's going to be the one Shabbos. If there's two Shabbosos, then they take Nitzavim Vayelech, they divide it into two, and you have Vayelech and Hazino. So kasha was, why are you combining Nitzav and Vayelech and sometimes dividing Nitzav and Vayelech? I have a better idea. Matis Masse, you have two longer parshias. Why does Matis Masse sometimes come together, or why is it usually together? In this case, I would think it would make more sense, instead of dividing Nitzav and Vayelech, put Nitzav and Vayelech together, and divide Matas Masi. Again, Shalom Beis Medrash Rabbeinu Nissim, Lama Mechalkim Parshas Nitzav and Vayelech Nishnayim, Kishiyez Beis Shabbos Yis Merash Hashanah Lusokis, Blei Yom Kippurim, Ve'im Mechalkim Matas and Masi, Sha'aruch Yis Yoysim. It's much longer. Good kasha. Ve'heshiv, and he answered, Lefi Sheba'atem Nitzavim Yish Kloles, Shekil El Yisrael. Because Parshas Nitzavim has klolus. The roitzel l'saimim kodim Rosh Hashanah. We want all the klolus to happen before Rosh Hashanah. And it's really based on the Gemara, where the Gemara says that why do we read the Toichecha at the end of the year? which teichah do we read in the year? Parshas Kisavah is right before Rosh Hashanah, and even Parshas Bechukaisa that we're going to learn very shortly, it's before Shavuos, and Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah, the Ilana is the Peres Ilan. So why is it that we do it at the end of the year? Tich Lashana v'kil Loiseh. So he says we dafka want Nitzavim to always fall out right before Rosh Hashanah. That's something that we want. Al Tich Lashana v'kil Loiseh. So if you would have Nitzavim Vayelech right after Rosh Hashanah, you'd have Klolos in the beginning of the year, and we don't want Klolos at the beginning of the year. So there's an element of Tich Lashana v'kil Loiseh Parshas Kisavah that the Gemara says, but there's also an element for Parshas Nitzavim, and that's why we manipulate how we divide the Parshas. So the reason Matas Masi is together is all because of that. That's the real Cheshmet. The Tosfos and Shas in two places. It's because we want Parshas Nitzavim to fall out not after Rosh Hashanah. We want Nitzavim to fall out before Rosh Hashanah. Fake Tosfos doesn't stick with this Gemara, because in this Gemara it's Mashma Nitzavim is not Klolos. It's only Kisavah that's Klolos. Those are the Chafis. I see as the Klolos of Moshe Rabbeinu, but you don't have Nitzavim as being Klolos. So Tosfos has a different shot. Tosfos says it's true. We want Nitzavim to always fall out before Rosh Hashanah, but not because Nitzavim is Klolos. Just the opposite. Nitzavim is not Klolos. It says that although the Gemara says Tich Lashana V'Kil Leiseh, we don't want the last thing of the year to be a Klol either. It's true. Tich Lashana V'Kil Leiseh. But a little bit of room, a little bit of a buffer. So Kisavah is the Klola. You want one parish in between. Nitzavim. Nitzavim. Let's have that right in between the Klola. Taisa says you do the same thing Shavuos time. Bahar B'chukaisa is not the last Shabbos before Shavuos. Bamidbar is the last Shabbos before Shavuos. You want to have, again, a little bit of a buffer. In other words, is Nitzavim a Klola or is it not a Klola? Rav Nissen Goyen said it's a Klola. And it's that, it's for that reason that Nitzavim always falls out right before Shoshana. Taisa said, Punkfaker, Nitzavim is Lahedia Nishkan Klola. And because it's Nishkan Klola, it's Dafka for that reason that you always have it before the end of the year. Because although the Gemara says Tich Lashana V'Kil Leiseh, you don't want it to Mamish. You don't want it to Mamish end off with a Klola. It's interesting. The Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah, is just an interesting Rambam because, you know, we go to shul all the time and the Gaba tells you to do this and he tells you to do that. You don't really know why you're doing so many things. Listen to this Lashon HaRambam in Perek Yud Gimel, Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Beis. Ezra Tikin Lem Yisrael Sheyer Koyrim Klolish Ebesefer Vayikra Koydim Atzeres, right? So, should this start Halacha Aleph? Haminik HaPashit B'chol Yisrael Shemashlimim HaTorah B'shana Achas. You finish the Kriya of the entire Torah in 1 year. Once upon a time in Eretz Yisrael, they used to finish it over 3 years. But the Minik Pashan and Klal Yisrael says the Rambam that when Mashlim the Torah, Bishana Achas, says the Rambam that when you go through the year, that cycle, there's a few important things you have to have in mind. There's a few milestones. You have to mark a few dates on the calendar, things that you can't budge. Zok the Rambam. Number one, that the Klolish Shebesefer Vayikra should fall out before Shavuos. Vishab Mishnah Torah, the clause of Mishnah Torah should be before Rosh Hashanah. That's based on a Gemara. The Shabbos before Shavuos is always supposed to be Parshas Bamidbar. V'aschanon achar Tisha B'Av. Parshas V'aschanon always supposed to be after Tisha B'Av. I once heard my parents go to Irvington Estates, the bungalow colony. So the Mara the Asra, they used to be Rabbi Singer. He was a pulpit rabbi on the Lower East Side, an old classical rabbi. So I remember he used to say, when they made the Shabbos Nachem U'atzola appeal, he says, why does Shabbos Nachma always fall out Parshas V'aschanan? Parshas V'aschanan is always the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. He said, because what do we read in Parshas V'aschanan? The Aseres HaDibris. It says to go from Shabbos Chazoin, from Chazoin Yeshayo, to Nachamu Nachamu Ami, which is the Haftarah of Parshas, Daf Mekoydim, Zogan, the Aseres HaDibris. You first have to, once again, renew your vow with Hashem. You have to be Mekabel the Torah again. But that's always the way it is. Parshas V'aschanan is always Shabbos Nachamu. V'atem Nitzavim is Koydim Rosh Hashanah. Parshas Nitzavim is always the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. V'tzavis Aharim, Parshas Tzav is always Koydim HaPesach B'shana Peshuta. Says Rabbi, you can't budge from these things. This always has to be the way it is. L'fichach, Yesh HaBosich, Koydim B'shachach Neistar. So for that reason, you're Muchrach, just based on the calendar, to sometimes read two parashas. Why do you sometimes read two parashas? Because this is what we're trying to work at. There's four or five things that need to be met over the course of the year, and you can't budge from there. So sometimes you don't have a choice. You have to double up. Kigoyin, Isha ki sazriya, v'zoi stia teres ha-metzoyra, tazriya metzoyra, v'im b'chu koisai, u'bar sinai, b'har b'chu koisai, u'ki yoytze behem, k'dei she'ashlimu b'shana, v'yikru oisam hastarim b'oynosam. You have to finish it in 1 year, and you have to make sure that you don't miss these mile markers. So it's for that reason, this is the way that you end up doing it. Either way, there is more to talk about, but maybe a different day. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Mokam shenagu lamud begasas. And the Mishnah was getting into some granular detail in terms of these mishkalois and the eifas and the midois, what is considered okay and what's not considered okay. And really, the Gemara, from here until the end of the daf, is going to be darshaning psukim in the end of Parashas Kiseitze. So high level, we're familiar with the parasha. Basically, in one word, you have to be erlich. You have to be honest. And the truth is that although Most of the details in these psukim are not halacha l'maisa, but the spirit of these psukim are very much halacha l'maisa. But just I'll read through the psukim inside in the Torah, and then we'll do what we do. Lo yilucha bekischa, even v'even, g'day l'viktan. Lo yilucha beveischa, eifa v'eifa, g'day l'viktan. Even shleim of a tzedek yilach, eifa shleim of a tzedek yilach, l'man yarichun yomecha ala adama, asher Hashem alakecha noisin lach, ki soyavas, Hashem Elokecha kol oise eile kol oise avel. Zok de Gemara. Simen. Ein ma'aynen ve'ein goitshin ba'gardem u'bolitra shloysha v'ese nefesh mishkoles me'machik avel oisasu lo yas. Tanu rabbonon. Min'ayin she'im moichkin be'mokim she'im goitshin ve'ein goitshin be'mokim she'im moichkin. So if you're selling flour, for example, you're going to sell a big cup of flour. So is it going to be a heaping cup? Or are you going to flatten out the top? So it depends on the minig. If the minig is to be moichik, to flatten the top, that's what you should do. If the minig is to be goidesh, to give a heaping cup, then that's what you should do. Says the Braisa, how do you know? She'in moichkin b'mokim she'goidshin. Ve'in goidshin b'mokim she'moichkin. Talmud Loimah, the Pasuk says, Eifa Shlema. We learn it from the word, Eifa Shlema. Shlema, says the Rashbam, is the drasha to teach me that you have to follow the minig. And the Rashbam says that even if you're going to be erlich, and you're going to say, I'm going to give flat instead of heaping, and I'll just charge him a little bit less money. Even if you're going to be out, it doesn't matter. We're afraid that people are going to see what you're doing, and they're going to end up doing the same thing. Like we just said, what if you're willing to make up the difference in price because of the fact that you're doing a little bit differently? How do you know you don't listen? The Mishnah said that when you weigh something, so you're always supposed to do a tefach klener. You're supposed to make it the side of the food that you're selling should drip down a little bit longer. It shouldn't be perfectly equal. But then the Mishnah said there's another way to do it. Another way to do it is to make the scales be perfectly equal and just to add a little bit. And the Gemara said that really the spirit of the law is based on a pasuk in the Torah. It's a din d'oraisa. At the end of the day, it's all tali and minig. So says the b'raisa, how do you know she'im ma'ayin b'makom she'machrim b'machrim b'makom she'ma'ayin? How do you know you have to follow the minig? Talmud loy ma'evin shleima. And when it comes to the avonim, the mishkalos, again, you have to be sholim. U'minayin shema ma'arini ma'ayin b'makom she'machrim l'fchis le'min adam. Ma'arini ma'achrim b'makom she'ma'ayin v'loizif le'el adam. She'im shleima. How do you know if a person says, let me do it differently and I'll make up the price? I'll make up the difference. Talmud loy ma'evin shleima. Said the same exact gemara. So you have to follow the minig. You can't deviate from the minig. And even if you say, I'll deviate from the minig, but I'm going to make it up with a few shekels, it also doesn't work. Why? Because what about someone that watches the way you do business? He doesn't realize that you're giving him an extra something. He's going to think that as a fitman, stick with the minig, just do it the way it's done. It's much better for everybody. Amar Rav Yehuda Misura, la yelecha beveischa. So Rav Yehuda Misura said some chesidah shetayra over here and had it tied to psukim in Parshas Kisetze. The pasuk says, la yelecha beveischa, eifa ve'eifa, gdoyla muktana. Then the pasuk said, la yelecha bekischa, it's really out of order, even ve'even, gdoyla viktana. Said Rav Yehuda Misura, la yelecha beveischa, a person is not going to have parnasa, lo yilcha. You're not going to have bivescha in your house. Matam mishum eifa veifa, because you had dishonest eifas. Like I said, chesidah shetayr. Lo yilcha bikescha. You're not going to have in the cashin. Credit cards are going to be declined. Matam mishum evan veevan, because evan veevan. Aval evan shleim of tzedek. If the evan is shleim of tzedek, yilcha, then you are going to have. I think my kid said this by the Haggadah, no? Eifa ve'eifa shleim of tzedek v'ayta yilacha. So if it's eifa of g'day l'viktana, then it's lo yilach. If it's evan shleim of tzedek, then it is yilach. Then you're going to end up having, I'll just tell you one interesting thing. On this note, I saw in the Ben Yoyada, he says, a dover nifla, the ruyin hadvarim, l'misha amram. He says that lo yilacha, Beveischa, if of Evan Delvictano, Evan Shleim of Tzedek, Yielach. See, Taich is beautiful. He teaches that the Torah says that be honest, because if you're not honest, lo Yielach. And if you will be honest, Yielach, Evan Shleim of Tzedek. So he says, Evan Shleim of Tzedek, Yielach. Lach is Miloshan Lechlecha. Rashi says, Lechlecha, Hashem told Avram, Lehanoscha Ulitoivoscha. He says, if a person is Erlach, it's going to be lahanascha. Hashem is going to be very good to him. He says, what's the nakuda? He says, the nakuda is, for example, the Mishnah said that when you weigh something, somebody buys a pound of flesh. So you took the weight, that weighed a pound, you put it on one side of the scale, and then you put meat on the other side. When it's equal, you sell. So the Mishnah, no, it's not true. You have to give him a little bit more. You have to make sure that it droops down a little bit more to make sure that he's getting a little bit more than a pound. Zok the Ben Yoya, if a person fears Zich like that, if this is what a person does, because Baruch Hu Midik Nagamid is going to be the same way with him. That one day, when Hashem is looking at his scale, so Hashem is not going to say, oh, one second, no, one more Avera, let's even it out. No, maybe she will be Machriya Sakaf also, if we're Machriya Sakaf. So it comes out that when we go out of our way to have Evan Shleimo Vitzedek, we do these things that the Gemara is instructing us to do. It's lach. It's la nascha la tevascha. What does it mean la nascha la tevascha? You're being ma'ira mita. That if this is the way you're going to interact with people, you're going to go out of your way. You're going to give extra, specifically when it comes to measuring and to weighing. Then when a Kadosh Baruch Hu measures you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu weighs you, the Eibush is going to do the same thing. Zok to Ben Yoyada, nearly b'siyata the Shmait, l'kach sayim makos of Yiloch, ki dover zesh ani mitzavcho, levater, hinehu l'cha lehana'oscha, shemata tevater b'mozenayim lishkel habasar yoysem en adlitro, keim b'mozenayim shol mailo, asher kaf echot shol schuyos, v'kach echot shol avoynos, yevater l'cha lahach b'kaf haschuyos, b'chesh ben tfei min avoynos, shebekaf hasheni. Says the Ben Yoyada, u'beze yuvam b'siyata the Shmaya, mi chochem v'yishmareila, v'yishboynen u'chaz de Hashem. Chassidim say this, Kabul Shabbos. Michocham v'yishmareila, Toby doesn't know. V'yizboinenu, get him a nusach svart sada, vazim. Michocham v'yishmareila, v'yizboinenu chazdei Hashem. So what does that mean? So he says beautiful. The Levi said, kosha oinchen shal midos, yoyser mi oinchen shal arayas. Shezen nema bohen el, v'zen nema bohen eila. By arayas, it says el. By midos, it says eila. So there, eila is midos. Erlichkeit. Michocham. The Yishmar Eila. If somebody watches Eila, what Eila? The Eila of Rav Levi's Memra. That over here it says Eila. He's careful when it comes to Midas. He goes out of his way to be super Erlich. The Yizboinu Chazde Hashem. That person will be Zoicha to the. So that's the Kuaila. This is the Kuaila. Very good. See, that's the. Right. Tanu Rabbanon, Yilucha, hashtag Koila, Yilucha, Melameche, Mamidin, Agardamin, Lemidois, the Ein Mamidin, Agardamin, Lisha'orim. Bezdin would appoint Agardamin, they would appoint Gaboyim to make sure that people were careful with the Midois, but they wouldn't appoint Gaboyim to make sure that people were careful when it came to the Sha'orim, to make sure people weren't messing around with the prices, that they weren't raising prices for no reason. What's the difference? Midois. You have to appoint the Gaba because otherwise, how are people going to know? The prices, the Rashbam says, will work itself out. What are you worried about? 10 people sell tomatoes. One person, mitamol, he's going to start charging more. And no one's going to buy by him. Everyone's going to go buy by other people. So we're not so afraid, meaning the invisible hand is going to work itself out, that this person that's too expensive is going to end up going out of business anyways. So we don't have to come and manipulate the economy. We don't need a socialist economy to tell people how much money they're allowed to charge. People can figure it out. Society will work itself out. That person will end up being driven out of business. And to the contrary, if he's not driven out of business, then other out. But then maybe he's charging a good price for it. That's supply and demand. It always works itself out. But to me, this, how are you supposed to know? That's a real con man. A person who has these false weights. So for that reason, they appointed Gaboyim, Saifa, Midai Saifa, Amalei Shmuel and Karna. So Shmuel told Karna, if you remember, Shmuel and Karna, they were partners, so to speak, the Dayone Goyla, wherever you find Dayone Goyla in Shas, it was Shmuel and Karna. So we don't know as much about Karna as we know about Shmuel. But if Shmuel and Karna come together, if they were partners in anything, it tells you all you need to know about Karna. So here I go, Mara. Amale Shmuel and Karna, poik toni luhum, amidin agardim elamidois, veim amidin agardim elasharim. He says, go tell them. He says, the Vein Asiyah, they're appointing a Gardamin for Sha'arim. That's wrong. It's not the way it's supposed to be. You're only supposed to have a Gardamin for Midas. You're not supposed to have a Gardamin with Sha'arim. So, says the Gemara, Nafa, Karna heard what Shmuel said. He got up in Beis Medrash, and he darshin, gave a cup, Ma'amidin, a Gardamin, Bein Lemidas, Bein Sha'arim. Shmuel heard that. He was very taken aback. He says, Karna, that's not what we discussed. We discussed that you were going to say what I told you to say, and that is agardamin only for midos, no agardamin for sharm. You went, you gave a clap on the bima right before Musaf, an important message, and you said, if I cared for what I told him. So Shmuel told Karna, Mashmecha, what's your name? She said, Karna, tepekle Karna be'ene. May a horn grow out of your eye, nafkele Karna be'ene. Kachava, that's what happened to Shmuel. If you take a look in the Maseres Hashas, my Gemara doesn't have it, but the Gemara that I was preparing and had it in the Maseres Hashas, and that is, the Gemara says it wasn't a horn. He didn't have a horn, but he had some sort of like fleshy growth that came out of his eye, and tells the Gemara, this is the rest of the story. The reason Karna had it was because of this klola, so to speak, from Shmuel. The Iyu commands of, why did Karna not listen to Shmuel? No, you're supposed to. And Rashbam explains, what's the Rambam? We said you don't have to appoint for the Agardamin. Why not? Because it's going to work itself out. It's not true that Ramon, it may not work itself out. What if you have a person who waits until all his competitors are already sold out, then he starts manipulating the price, he starts overpricing. It's important to have a gardaman. You never know what the Ramon can come up with. If somebody wanted to buy a litra worth of something, shekeli litra, you take out the litra weight. Chatzi litra, shekeli chatzi litra. Revia litra, shekeli revia litra. Micah mashmalon. Obviously, why is this a chiddush? You're not supposed to have any measurements that are less than a quarter of a litra. The Rashbam says, once you get that small, it's very hard to differentiate between this one and between that one. And what's going to end up happening is it's going to be very easy to fool somebody. So once the bigger sizes, you can differentiate between one and the other. But once you start getting smaller, at that point, it becomes much harder. Tanu Rabbanan, another price. Somebody wanted to buy three quarters of a litra of flesh. Don't tell him, don't weigh three quarter litras at a time. What you should do is put a full litra weight on one side, take a quarter, put a quarter of a litra on the other side, and then add meat until it ends up being equal. And the reason is because when you weigh, every time you weigh, you have to be machria a little bit. You have to give a little bit more. So if you're going to do a quarter of a litra, and a quarter of a litra, and a quarter of a litra, then you're going to end up having to be machria three times. If you do it in one weighing, you only have to be machria one time. So we're kind to the maicha. You're right. There's a pasuk in the Torah. There's all these dinim that you're supposed to be machria sakaf for the lekeach, but you don't have to go out of business. If somebody wanted 10 litra, don't tell them, do it one at a time. You do all of them at once. It's like this, you can be machria once for all. So in order to understand the next Gemara, it'd be very helpful if you had an art scroll Gemara in front of you, simply because you need the picture to understand a little bit what's going on. So the Maznayim, the technical specifications of a Maznayim were made up of several parts. Number one, there's what they call the vertical bar. The vertical bar either was suspended from the ceiling or was standing on the ground, and that's what's going to hold up the Maznayim. Going across, let's talk about one that's suspended from the ground.
What's the Hebrew word?
There is no Hebrew word. The Gemara doesn't talk about it. There you have a bar that's going to go across, and that's the kana. There are strings that hang from the bar. Those are what the Gemara calls the misna. There are kapos, those are the pans, where the Maznayim were, right? You can visualize it. And then there's the nefesh, the hearts. That's this mechanism that holds everything together in the middle, that little ball where everything is suspended. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, nefesh Maznayim, the nefesh of the scale, tluy ba'avar gimel tvachim, has to be at least three tvachim from the ceiling. So assuming that it was suspended from the ceiling, it has to be at least three tvachim from the ceiling to where the nefesh is. Ugvayim in arish leish tvachim. And also has to be at least three tvachim above the ground. The kanu misna shala. The kanu is the beam that goes across, that cross beam. Misna are the strings that are holding up the pans. Shnei masa tvachim have to be 12 tvachim together. Between the kanu and the misna has to be 12 tvachim. V'shal tzamarim, v'shal zagonim. Now this is for a stam weight, which the Gemara is later going to explain, is talking about a Maznayim that was used to weigh heavy things. Being that it was used to weigh heavy things, unless it's going to be done in that form, it's very easy for there to be some form of corruption, fraud. So to prevent fraud, we want it to work as efficiently as possible without someone being defrauded. That's why we do it in that way. If the weights were being used, the Maznayim was being used for something a little less heavy, v'shal tzamarim, like for wood, v'shal zagonim, or glass, then kluy ba'av shnei tvachim. Doesn't have to be three tvachim, two tvachim is enough. V'gvayim in arish shnei tvachim. The konomis shalot doesn't have to be 12 tvachim, but the konomis together can be 9 tvachim. V'shal chenveni, v'shal balabayis. What if a chenveni, a storekeeper is using it, or a regular balabayis, then he doesn't really use such heavy things. So kluy ba'av tefach, as long as it's a tefach suspended, that's enough. Ugvayim in aretz tefach. The kanu misa shal shisha tvachim. The kanu misa has to be 6 tvachim combined. Vishal turtini, or turtini is someone that deals in precious metals. Tluya ba'avar sholish etzbois, meaning like a diamond dealer, a jeweler. So he's using very, very small things. So his scale doesn't have to be this massive scale. I mean, yeah. Good for him if it is, but that's usually not the way it has to be. It doesn't have to be suspended 3 tefachim from the ground. So a little tiny scale is going to be fine as well. So tuli ba'aver sholish its boys, ugvay min ha'aret sholish its boys, v'kono misla shana eni yoyte. As far as the cousin of misna, that already we don't know. The Gemara says, we started off saying that the maznayim has to be at least 3 tefachim. Then we got involved in different maznayims. What about if it's something that's used to measure wool and glass, then it's really only 2 tefachim. If it's chemish of albayis, only 1 tefach. Diamonds, it's only its boys. So what was the first thing talking about? I mean, we already covered everything. Says the Gemara, the first thing, Amar Papa, digrumi, it's referring to tzarfing nechishes ubarzel, nafachim, different smiths that dealt with very, very large metals. Amar Amani bar Patash, kedech shamad l'nyiri surim, kach amru l'inyan tumasan. The same halachas that we just said, minimum size of the shear of this maznayim, meaning how it has to be built to spec, is going to be true in your tumah as well. If you have a maznayim that doesn't meet these criteria, it's not mekabel tumah. It's not considered a keli. You're not allowed to use it. It's usur to use it. Say heisish kan keli. It's not mekabel tumah. Amrullah. Kach amr in your tumah. Maikum ashafet gemara. Rami bar Patish said something very profound, but he also said something we already know. Tanino. It's a mishnah. We're the 29th parak of Masechtas Kelim. So don't feel bad if you never heard this mishnah. Chut. If you never learned it with your son. Chut maznayim shal kenvini vishal balad batim tefach. Now what's the shear of a chut maznayim? In order for it to be mekabel tumah, if it's from a chenvin and a balabas, it's a tefach, which was the exact shear that we said in Amanal. So you see that it's the same thing. The same shear that you have with regards to the issa, the heter component of these halachas, is the same shear in terms of what constitutes a keli for it to be mekabel tumah, says the Gemara. You're right. Tefach kono umisne shala. Kono umisne shala tzrichalei deleitan. You're right. It says already that if one component of it is not built based on how it has to be linyanis of a hetter, it's also not mekabel tumah. But the shayla is, what if something else? What if the kono misna was exactly the way it was supposed to? It was a tefach. But it was in a maznayim where the nefesh ha-maznayim wasn't suspended where it's supposed to be. So kadait chamina, that you could look at each component of the maznayim individually and say that, being that this is done appropriately, so this is mekabel tumah. The maznayim as a whole maybe is not mekabel tumah, but maybe this should be mekabel tumah. Kamashwan, that's not the way it works. That if the entire maznayim is not built properly, it's not mekabel tumah. More halachas. Tanu rabbanon ein oisin mishkolois. The weights that were made to be used to weigh food. Again, you put the weight on one side, you put whatever you're weighing on the other side. Loishal bats couldn't be made out of tin. Veloishal avar couldn't be made out of lead. Veloishal gisteroin. Rashbam says gisterin is a taruvais of different metals. V'loishal shar minei matches. Avaloisu v'shal tzumna, you could make it out of stone. V'shal schuches, you could make it out of glasses. Machlekes rishonim, what pasha pshat in this is. Some say because the basar and the shuman, Taisa b'in Sram Beinu Tam, would attach itself more to these weights. I mean that attaches it more to these weights. It's more all to fraud. Either way, I'm rishonim, different pshat. Tana rabbanon, in oisin ha-machshal glas. We said earlier that sometimes when people would sell a davar lach, let's say you're selling flour, so you would sometimes have to sell a heaping portion. Sometimes you would smoothen out the top. It wouldn't be a heaping portion. So there's halachas. What governs that thing that was used to smoothen out the top has a whole shulchan aruch. Ein oisen hamachak shel delas. The machak itself, the level, can't be made out of gourd. Neshu kal. The reason is because it's very light. Rashbam says, ve'einoi nichnas kol kach b'mido. V'lekach einoi moichik yafir. It's such a light thing that it doesn't, it's not going to measure it. It's not going to do the job so well. V'loi shal matches, can't be used out of metal. Neshu mach, because it's a little too heavy. Avalei seo shal zayis, make it out of olive wood. Shal egois, v'shal shikma. We know what shikma is at this point. Sycamore. We don't know what sycamore is, but we know what shikma is. V'shal eshkaraya, or it can be made out of box. V'tana rabban on ino isenes ha-machak. You're not allowed to make the machak see the achat of v'tzi de achas katzer. You can't have the machak if it's going to be a double-edged machak. So you can't have one side a little narrow, one side a little breiter. Why? Because the narrower part is going to do a better job. It goes in a little bit better. The breiter part doesn't. And we're afraid that this person, when he buys, he says, oh, you need a machak? Oh, do have a machak. He's going to give you the thick side, so it's not going to smoothen out so well. But when he sells, he says, oh, you need a machak? I have a machak. He's going to use the narrower side. So again, no, but it's how you smooth out this heaping pile of... No. The point is
just how it smooths it out. Is it smoothed out mamish or a little less?
Lo yimcha, not Allah chaling v'as achas. Thank you, I needed that. Lo yimcha is v'as achas. You're not allowed to level it all in one shot. Shamoich v'as achas ra'al moich v'yavol akech. You do one big sweep. You give this one big festa sweep. It's not going to do such a good job. But at the same time, lo yimcha is mat. You can't do a little, sh'ra'al akech v'yavol moicher. Because if you're going to sit there and you're going to spend an hour and a half being moichik, then it's going to end up being worse. Al kula number Rabbi Yechim and Zake. And the Gemara will conclude with this. It's a classic. Rabbi Yechim and Zake said regarding all these things, so they're learning a sugi over here of all the things you're not allowed to do to defraud somebody in business. So Rabbi Yechim and Zake, I wasn't sure. He said, what should I do? Should I go up, give 25 shiurim on fraud? We can go through everything and start running the gamut. The problem is people are going to take notes, potentially. They're going to take it very seriously. The next thing you know, there's going to be a lot more scams. So maybe that's not, but then again, if I don't say it, Zeichin is good. So Rabbi Yechanan famously said, and this is a nusach that Chachamenu, Zecheinu Levracha, used so many different times over the last few thousand years. Oyliyim Agid, Oyliyim Loyagid, Oyliyim Oymar, Oyliyim Loyoymar. It comes from this Gemara, Bava Basra, 89b. Interesting context. So 89b1. I'll call it, I'm Rabbi Yechanan Ben Zakkai. Oyliyim Oymar, Oyliyim Loyoymar. Im Oymar, he says, if I'm going to go ahead and give detailed shiurim and all these different types of Ramay, Shema Yomu Duram Ramon, the Ramon I'm going to learn. Vim Loyoymar, if I'm not, Shema Yomu Ramon, you know what Ramon gives, Ain Tamid Chom Bukim Emay Siyadeh. See, they don't know how to nail us. So I have to show them that I'm on to them. So what do? Says the Gemara. Ibailu. Amra or Loy Amra? This was like a holy Ibailu. This was like a whole man in Yeshiva. Did he say it or did he not say it? Amra, Shmuel. What are you learning this man? Did Rabbi Yechim and Zaki say it? Amra, Shmuel Barav Yitzchak. Amra, he said it. And what was his basis? Mehaikra Amra. Ki Yesharim Darche Hashem. V'tzadikim Yelchu Bam. V'poishim Yikashul Bam. Rabbi Yechim and Zaki said, Ichtavton v'sichtavton. If people want to take it the wrong way, I don't have to sit here now and micromanage how people are going to interpret what's Yashar. The Torah is Yashar. Ki Yesharim Darche Hashem. Tzadikim Yelchu Bam. I once heard from Shantan Pincus. He said that if you think about the curriculum, what we teach little boys and girls in school, right in the beginning, Parshas Bereishis, Cain kills Hevel, and then Noach, the whole world, Geit Shluffin, you know, with the Mabul, and there's only 8 people that survive, and then in Parashas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu doesn't have children, and then Yaakov steals the brachas, and Esav hates Yaakov, and Yosef sells, gets sold by the brothers, and it's unbelievable. He says, who would teach this to little kids? What do you teach? Mary had a little lamb. I mean, you teach them, you know, stories that are a little bit more edel, things that you don't have to worry about. This is what we're teaching little kids. And he said, you would think, what kind of generation? What would we raise from? It's such a young age. Your kid comes home, Parashat Shid, he can barely say 4 words, but he knows Cain killed Hevel, and he knows that Esav was a bad guy. And Yaakov was a tzaddik, and Yaakov loved him, and Rivka loved her, and then it's unbelievable, right? You think it sounds like the Wild West. So, Kripshan, that the Torah is Kiyosharim Darche Hashem. Torah is Yasha. Tzaddikim Yelchubam, Upayshin Yukashlubam. And you see, that's the way it is. Klai Yisrael Rachmanim, Ubayshonim, Ugadli Chasodim. From a very young age, we know that Kayan killed Hevel. And at the same time, we all grow up Rachmanim, Baishonim, Ugadli Chasodim. Because Torah is Yasha. Rabbi Yechim Azaka Gizok, Chab Nishmaira, I'm going to say all the different types of Ramois. The Torah is Yasha. Nothing bad. Shomer Mitzvah Le'Yedid Avirot. Nothing bad is going to come from hearing a Shiur and Ramos. It's not going to cause a person does bad things. It's not because he learned Bava Kam, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. For some other reason. But there's something that's just a tumba thing.